The following is an audio recording of How Drug Prohibition Turns Adults into Children, published October 26, 2025, on abolishthedea.com.
Faithful readers of this site, should there be such, will have discovered that I have little patience with the many drug pundits who drastically underestimate the downsides of drug prohibition. And that means just about everybody these days, rockstar authors included, like Michael Pollan and Rick Strassman, for just two of many examples. Some of the very leaders in the drug law reform movement still believe in the propriety of the demonstrably deadly policy of drug prohibition. Even those who favor the re-legalization of psychoactive medicine fail to appreciate the full evil of drug prohibition. This is because, like the drug warriors themselves, they never think of the hundreds of millions of people who go without godsend medicines, thanks to our lopsided focus on the well-being of our apparently poor, defenseless white children, whom we refuse to educate about drugs. They never think of the children in hospice who go without morphine thanks to the demonizing of that drug. They never think of the minority communities around the globe that have been devastated by the gun violence brought about by drug prohibition. Bill Clinton's attitude, for instance, seems to have been the following. If the prohibition of cocaine could save his brother Roger from himself, then who cares about the hundreds of millions of depressed who will have to go without a panacea and will thereby be shunted off onto big pharma drugs that are harder to kick than heroin? Who cares about the young people in inner cities who will be mowed down by the gun violence created by drug prohibition? Who cares about the end of the rule of law in Latin America? Who cares about the abrogation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution? Who cares that the police can now confiscate entire estates based on the discovery of one illegal drug on site, even if the owner of the property had nothing to do with placing that drug there? Who cares if prohibition throws enough minorities in jail to ensure the election of a fascist? This is why the drug war is inherently imperialistic. Americans want to make their own personal world safe by outsourcing despair and death to disempowered communities around the globe. It is crass immorality. If Bill wanted to save his brother, he would have outlawed liquor and guns, and hang gliding and javelin throwing for that matter. Instead, he hypocritically limited his actions on behalf of his brother to climbing aboard the bandwagon of drug prohibition, that anti-scientific and illogical policy which is based on the following absurd and inhumane algorithm, namely, that a substance that can be misused, even in theory, by a white young person, must not be used by anyone, anywhere, at any dose, for any reason. In other words, drug prohibition represents the outlawing of human progress, and so Americans have been taught since childhood to say silly things like, "Fentanyl kills," failing to realize that such statements are philosophically equivalent to shouting, "Fire bad." Such utterances would have us fear dangerous substances rather than to learn how to use them as wisely as possible for humanity. But these are all issues that I have raised repeatedly in many other essays. My focus today is to reveal yet another downside of prohibition, about which almost all drug pundits seem to be clueless, and that is the way that drug prohibition has turned psychiatric patients into children. Actually, the situation is worse than that. The medical field created these patients in the first place by demonizing the panacea known as cocaine, based on their lopsided focus on the rare human beings who had problems with it. This was exactly as if they had evaluated the utility of alcohol by focusing only on alcoholics. No one asked the depressed how they felt about cocaine. The medical establishment demonized the drug so that they could be in charge of curing human sadness, thank us very much. Dollar signs were in their eyes. They were to be the experts in treating depression. Of course, the corollary to this power grab is that the depressed were henceforth to be considered children, and this is exactly what has happened. I am a 67-year-old patient who was shunted off onto a drug that is far harder to kick than heroin. In fact, a drug that is impossible to kick. But please read my other essays on that topic. I have been using the drug in question for 30 years. You might think that I was old enough now to be trusted to use the drug on my own. But not a bit of it. Every 3 months, I am required to answer humiliating questions like the following. For the privilege of being allowed to purchase yet another supply of psychiatry's dependence-causing pills.
Do you find it hard to talk about your feelings? Why? Do you use alcohol to excess? When was the last time you felt truly happy? Have you ever ignored your emotions? Have you considered suicide within the last 2 weeks?
I want to answer that last question as follows. Yes, I consider suicide every time I think of how drug prohibition has turned me into an eternal child. After 30 years of this infantilization, one wants to shout at the psychiatrist, "None of your damn business." If I am to answer such questions for my psychiatrist as a 67-year-old, then the psychiatrist, who is likely half my age, should be required to answer them for me as well. Does he or she find it hard to talk about feelings? Does he or she use alcohol to excess? Does he or she ignore emotions? When was the last time that my psychiatrist felt truly happy? Was it, perhaps, the last time they were lording it over their infantilized patient? I do not want to hate psychiatrists, so I have pledged not to bottle up my resentment. I have therefore been letting these people know up front that I want to be treated like an adult. I have been amazed to see, however, that this honesty on my part is typically met with a blank stare. Psychiatrists have clearly gotten used to treating their clients as patients, and patients are children when it comes to psychiatry. Why? Because drug law requires it. Drug law stipulates that I must be seen every 3 months, to guarantee that I can still handle the drugs, despite my 30 years of experience in doing just that. My age and my experience count for nothing. True, they say that my blood pressure may become problematic, and/or my weight, but God in heaven, I can take my own damn blood pressure, and I can calculate my own damn weight. I am not a child. Now maybe, the reader can see why I am so impatient with almost all drug war pundits. For even the best of them fail to recognize downsides of this kind. They seem to think that the only stakeholders are our poor little white children who may misuse drugs, the precious babes. This is why I published this site, in the hope that someday a freedom-loving people will take up these arguments and run with them. It amazes me that nobody sees my situation as a problem. A 67-year-old man is required to be a child when it comes to drugs, and no one sees that as a problem. Surely, that fact is a huge indictment of drug prohibition, which brought about this disempowerment in the first place by outlawing time-honored godsends like cocaine. But then to admit that would be to admit that drug prohibition is wrong, and brainwashed Americans clearly have a prior commitment to the drug-demonizing ideology of substance prohibition. This is why I do not apologize for the sometimes terse exclamations on this website. If I am unfair in any given case, I will attempt to eventually backtrack and qualify my statements as necessary, but I am not going to apologize for being furious about a hateful status quo, just because almost everyone else in America has been rendered blind to it by lifelong brainwashing.
You have been listening to an essay entitled How Drug Prohibition Turns Adults into Children, published October the 26th, 2025, on abolishthedea.com. For more information about America's disgraceful drug war, which is anti-patient, anti-minority, anti-scientific, anti-mother nature, imperialistic, the establishment of the Christian Science religion, a violation of the natural law upon which America was founded, and a childish and counterproductive way of looking at the world, one which causes all of the problems that it purports to solve, and then some, visit the drug war philosopher at abolishthedea.com.